This is Bruce Baer from Female Menopause Mentors. You know, breast cancer is a scary thing. It's going to affect one in eight women in the United States. And chemotherapy for this condition has come a long way since the old days of trial and error. There are now some very good tests that help to determine which chemotherapy is right for you and whether or not you need chemotherapy. Researchers do these tests to try to better tailor chemotherapy regimes for women suffering from breast cancer. Since 2004, there has been a test called the Oncotype, O-N-C-O-T-Y-P-E, capital D, capital X, Oncotype DX. It's covered by Medicare and insurance companies. It does cost $4,000. It predicts the 10-year risk of recurrence of cancer in women who have an estrogen receptor positive breast cancer that has not metastasized, meaning it hasn't spread. Treatment decisions are often changed by the results of this test. 31% of the time oncologists and 25% of the time patients themselves changed their therapy or agreed to change their therapy based on the results of this test. Interestingly, 1 in 4 oncologists does not do the test. This seems to have something to do with how they are reimbursed for what they do. We don't like to think that healthcare reform and reimbursement rates affect treatment decisions, but people being people, it seems that perhaps they do. It's important for you to know about these and other tests that may affect your breast cancer treatment and to discuss them with your physician and with your oncologist. In men with prostate cancer, when prostate cancer was diagnosed and treated only by a surgeon, they got radical surgery. When the surgeon consulted a radiation oncologist, they often got radiation. When they consulted a medical oncologist, they often got chemotherapy. When somewhere in the process they went back to their own family physician, their internist, and talked to that person about their treatment, often they just watched and waited. And interestingly, everybody did about the same with all those therapies in terms of the cancer. So, if you've got breast cancer, or since you know that you have a 1 in 8 risk of getting breast cancer, it behooves you to be a little more informed about the diagnosis and the treatment and tests that influence the treatment of breast cancer. This is Bruce Baer from Female Menopause Mentors. Thank you.